Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so that you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. All right, let's jump into it. Today on the show, we're diving into a Facebook ads strategy session with a food blogger named Christine McMichael, who runs a site called jaroflemons.com. What's up, everyone? Rick Mulready here, and you are listening to the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. Really appreciate you for giving me your time today. Hope all is going well for you, whatever you're up to. In today's strategy session with Christine, we break down her sales funnel, where her primary goal is getting people to purchase her book. And then her secondary goal is building her email list and building that engaged audience of blog readers. We look at her customer journey today. We start from the very beginning, people coming into her website all the way through to people purchasing her book. And a big thing that Christine wanted to focus on today was how do you organize the testing of your sales funnel? Where do you start with that testing? Meaning like looking at at your sales funnel from a holistic level, how do you know what's working and what's not working? We talk about what to be measuring in your sales funnel, how to get started with testing Facebook ads in your sales funnel. We look at some simple ways to optimize Christine's website so that she's better setting herself up for more leads and book purchases when people come to her site. And we also look at straightening out her Facebook pixel issue on her website. This was a really, really good session that we dive deeply into a lot of different things here today. Before we dive in, I want to share with you something that I'm really excited about, and I'm getting a ton of requests for more direct business building mentorship and coaching from me. And that is why I'm really excited to announce and invite you to my brand new exclusive 12-month group coaching program, which is called the Accelerator. This is where I'm going to help you finally take your business to the next level in 2018. And I'm basing the Accelerator around a framework of three different elements: high-level coaching, community, and accountability. I started working with online entrepreneurs because I am living proof that when you surround yourself with bright, driven, like-minded people and coaching and mentorship, you create an opportunity for big time growth in your business. And I want the same for you. When I left the corporate world in the fall of 2012, I was all excited. I was calling myself a quote unquote online entrepreneur. Although when I left the corporate world to go out on my own, I had no idea what I was doing. And I fumbled around and burned through savings over the next year and a half. And it wasn't until January of 2014, when I got the coaching, when I got the community, and when I got the accountability, that things completely turned around for me. So this is a big reason why I'm really driven in my business to create opportunities like the Accelerator program for you. So here's what you get in the Accelerator program. You're going to get a personalized game plan for achieving your goals in 2018. So we'll do an assessment of where you're at and where you want to be. at the end of 2018 and then come up with a personalized game plan for you to get you there. You're going to get monthly group coaching, training, and hot seat strategy calls. There's going to be 2 calls per month. We're going to do 2 live private retreats in San Diego. You're going to get a VIP experience and a VIP day at one of my FBA live events here in San Diego. You're going to get personalized funnel critiques, your sales funnel, Facebook ad critiques, copy reviews, launch strategy reviews each month, if that is what you're working on. Also a private Facebook group and more. And this is an exclusive group as I'm only accepting the first 30 people and it's first come, first serve. So once it's filled up, I'm going to be closing the doors. So the link to learn more and book a 20-minute strategy call with me so that we can strategize on your business and also see if you're the right fit for the accelerator program, just go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. As entrepreneurs, let's face it, we're faced with so many choices every single day, right? But the most important choice that you could ever make in your business is to invest in coaching, accountability, and community. Because as I mentioned, as I can personally attest to, there is no amount of Facebook ads or online courses that will ever give you the ROI that these 3 different factors will give you. You now have the opportunity to quickly transform your business and, as a result, your life, which for me is super, super exciting. And I'm sure it is for you as well. You can remain where you are in your business as you are right now, or you can grow beyond what you ever thought possible in 2018. So if you want to be accelerating the growth of your business next year, definitely invite you to join us in this brand new 12-month exclusive group coaching program. And again, to learn more and book a 20-minute strategy call with me so we can strategize on your business and also see if you're a fit for the program, go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. All right, without further ado, let's jump into my strategy call with Christine.
So how can I best help you?
Okay, well, I run a business called jaroflemons.com.
Okay.
It's a healthy food blog. So I post about 3 recipes a week. They're all typically under 30 minutes, really quick and simple. And I started it about 2 years ago. My target audience is women 18 to 35. And it's growing, which is really good. So I've just recently, I published a book in, I think it was March of this year.
Okay.
And thank you. I had no idea what I was doing. It was self-published. Kind of did it more as an experiment just to see like what's involved with publishing a book. Had no idea how to use any of the programs I use to do it. But ended up publishing an ebook and a paperback copy on Amazon. And then just recently started getting into actually marketing the book. So I kind of just published it and let it fly on my site. And then people were interested, but I really did like 0 marketing.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm at a point where I really want to focus on that and start marketing the book. But I've only done a couple of Facebook ads. I'm pretty beginner at that whole thing.
Okay.
And the ones that I've done didn't seem very successful to me.
Got it. So you mentioned that the blog has been growing, the business has been growing. What
Yes.
do you know? Can you pinpoint what has caused that growth?
I hit a point where I really just dove into my analytics
okay.
and looked into like what is doing well, what are people focused on? And this is super random, but that was overnight oats and tacos. So
those were the two topics that they were interested in?
Those were the things that people just like couldn't get enough of. So I have made a million different variations of overnight oats and tacos. And
completely random, completely opposite.
So random, but that's just, man, they always do so well. So right now my top recipe, it's like the easiest recipe in the world. It's a chicken tacos recipe, can be made in 30 minutes. So I just ended up focusing on what they wanted instead of just publishing random recipes.
Okay, got it. And where do you primarily get most of your traffic right now?
Right now it's coming from Google, and it's a lot of it is going to that one recipe.
Okay.
But then the other recipes on Google are doing well also.
So organic search is finding
yes.
you. Yeah. Awesome. Okay. So you're not really, I mean, have you built up a Facebook page? Do you have a presence on Pinterest? Do you have a presence on Instagram?
I would say Instagram mostly.
Okay.
That's where I really engage with people, and I focus most of my time on Instagram just because I'm very visual, and a lot of my, I focus on like photography and just having good visuals. So I just personally love Instagram.
Okay. What's your Instagram account? I'm going to take a note of that just, and I want people to check it out too, to see what you're doing there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's jar.of.lemons because someone took my other name.
jar.of.lemons. Okay, cool.
Yes.
Cool. Okay. So at jar.of.lemons. Okay, cool. We'll definitely check that out. So is your question like, how do you start marketing the book, or how do you grow the business more? What sort of specific thing do you want to dive into, or we can start with one thing and move into the next?
Yeah. So I think there's kind of a lot, but I would say like, I'm trying to figure out the best way to test. So maybe testing is kind of what I would like to focus on, from like testing ads through your entire funnel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you start with? Like, what do you test first? Do you test your opt-in first? Do you test your, I took a ton of time to make this automated automation thing on ActiveCampaign, and it is not doing as well as I thought it would. And then like, how do you measure all that? It's kind of a really broad question, but like, what's the best way to organize testing? And then where do you start?
Got it. Okay. So what's your ultimate goal? What do you want? You know, you said you set up this automation and ActiveCampaign and so forth, and it's not working out. What do you ultimately want? What are you ultimately trying to get people to do?
I mean, ultimately to purchase the book. And then just be an engaged follower of the blog.
Got it. Okay. How much is the, so you have an ebook and paperback, and did you say it was on Amazon?
Yes. So the paperback is on Amazon.
Okay. Awesome. And what's the price of that?
So on Amazon, it's $29.99.
Okay.
And then the ebook is $19.99. And right now I would say people are buying like straight 50-50.
Oh, really? Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And the ebook is, when you say ebook, is it the Kindle version?
No, it's just like I have an automated email that sends out a link, and then they can download the ebook.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah.
And you said it's about 50% sales for each one right now.
Right.
Got it. Okay. And is this the only thing that you're selling in the business right now?
Yes.
Okay. How big is your email list?
I think I have 1600 right now. Yeah.
Okay. And how did you get those people?
So I have a free product on my site. It's a free nutrition plan.
Okay.
And then the book is actually like a 4-week nutrition plan with grocery lists and workouts and recipes.
Got it. Okay. Would you say that the free nutrition plan, the one that you give away, is sort of, the book is sort of like the natural next thing that somebody would want?
Yeah, I would think so.
Okay.
Either that, or so I took a poll on my site, using Hotjar, and half of my audience said they love like having things planned out for them. And then the other half were like, we just want recipes. So I feel like half of them would be like, okay, I have this free nutrition plan. Now I want to go get a full nutrition plan, while half of them might just be like, just send me like your RSS feed of recipes.
Got it. Okay. Okay. I just pulled up your site here. Super visually appealing. It's like, it's a beautiful site.
Thank you.
Now, I like that you have like a little slider pop-up that just came up as far as subscribe to my YouTube channel, which I think is a really, really great idea. I had to scroll for me, so we're just kind of talking, cause we're going to get there. Like, I'm kind of looking at the overall customer journey here of people coming onto your email list, because the journey that you really want them to get to purchasing your book. And so we can have the conversation about Facebook ads like very, very easily, and you know how you might go about targeting and so forth as far as sending people to Amazon. Do you have the book here on your site as well? I'm looking at the shop section.
Yeah. So if you go to the shop, there's a little drop down that says a month of healthy eats.
Yep.
And that's the book. That's the product page.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay, cool. Okay. So, but you don't, do you really care where they come from? Like, do you care? Would you rather have them buy on Amazon versus on your site, or does it matter?
I personally don't care. Okay. I know some people like, the reason I made two is I just know for me, I like a physical copy,
yep.
But then I wanted, you know, some people might want a digital version.
Got it. Okay. Like total side note here. I noticed you have different pixels on here, different Facebook pixels.
Oh, wow. You can see that?
I'm watching.
Yeah. To be honest, I have no idea. Like, I'm so confused with Facebook ads. My husband is my web developer,
okay.
And we are so confused about pixels.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get to that. Like, I mean, it's one thing I look at when I go to a site. I just, cause there's a Chrome extension called Facebook Pixel Helper that anybody who uses Chrome can download. And it basically will tell you whether the site has a Facebook pixel on it or not. And then if it does, it'll tell you information about the pixel, or in this case, pixels on the page there, and kind of,
and
sort of what they're tracking there. So that's, I'm not doing some, you know, crazy, like, how are you seeing this sort of thing? But for me, like, okay, I'm going to go back to the homepage here on the site. So if you're, what's your main goal when they come to the site? Is it to get, you know, for them to opt in? Is it, obviously you want them to consume your content here, but so I'm going to go to these delicious looking cinnamon apple pie cookies that look amazing. So you've got great pictures here, lots of text, how to be baking these things and everything like that. What is your ultimate, and the recipe right here, what's the ultimate goal though? Is it really to, yes, consume the content, but you really want to get them onto your website? What's the goal there? Oh, excuse me, on your email list?
Yeah, I would say to get them to engage deeper in some way, whether that's email list, heading over to Instagram and following. I guess ultimately, if I had to choose just one, it would be the email list.
Okay. Okay, cool. So I would make that more prevalent. Number one, the bar at the top of your site. And by the way, if anybody wants to check it out while we're talking here, it's jaroflemons.com. And there's a bar at the top there where you have all of your social media icons, and then a search bar, and then subscribe to get a free 5-day nutrition plan, type your email, but it's in gray. And I find that it really gets caught. It really gets lost in the rest of the site. So I'm looking at it on a 24 inch monitor right now, and I'm using Chrome, and I tend to have way too many tabs open at the top. And so the very top of my browser window is very busy. And that bar, because everything else in the browser is gray, for me, it gets lost in everything else.
Gotcha.
And so one thing I would do with that is, number one is I would make that a different color to stand out more.
Because
you've got a lot of cool, like, pinks and purples on the site, greens and stuff like that. So you'd want to make it a color that is, you know, really standing out for you. One thing, and I am not a designer at all. I'm not talented with that at all. But one thing that, like, I would like to see, since that is your primary, like, what you really want them to do once they come to your site, is if maybe you could lock that. If your husband's like a developer, he could lock that bar in place so that when people scroll down the site, it comes with them.
Oh, that's such a good idea.
Yeah. And I don't mean that like in a, like a annoying kind of way, but it just stays at the top of the page there.
Yeah. So, that makes total sense.
So that's one thing I do. I like the fact that you have like sharing is caring within the post, like within the pictures of like the one I'm looking at within the cookies there. You have the social media icons. Now, the one I'm looking at here, I'm seeing that the one that has the most shares is Pinterest.
Yes.
And so that would tell me that, yes, Instagram for sure. But I would, and again, I haven't checked out your Pinterest account at all, but if you're reaching, what was it? I took a note, 18 to 35 women. Is that what you said?
Yes.
18 to 35 women, they're on Pinterest.
Like,
right. I would have your stuff all over Pinterest and like really robust channel over there.
Oh, that's my second traffic driver. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. And then as you're scrolling down here, I would have more instances of where people can opt in to your list, because the giveaway is really good. It's the 5-day nutrition plan, right? So that's something that's like, you know, that's really valuable. That's really good. And I like it because it also leads into the book that you're actually selling.
Yeah.
And so, okay, I'm just looking at some other things here. I know that you have, you do have in the right hand column there, you do have the free 5-day nutrition plan. Click to download that box. I feel like it gets lost a little bit because it's such an image heavy site.
Gotcha.
And so it's just, I mean, these are just ideas to, if that's what your primary goal is, which I agree that is a really good idea, to have it more prominent as people are scrolling through the pages here.
Right. Okay. That makes sense.
So one thing that you could do, and we're kind of jumping ahead a little bit, and we'll take a step back here to really simplify. But one thing that you could do from a Facebook ads perspective is to, once you get this pixel straightened out on your site, is to be building audiences of people who are visiting your website and then retargeting them with that offer to join your email list.
Okay.
And I mean, you could get very specific because you have different categories of different types of recipes and so forth. You've got breakfast, main meals, dessert, snacks. So you could get very targeted there, and just as and you could leverage Facebook ads to really amplify that content. And to, again, we're recirculating people, getting them back to the site, again, using the pixel to build these audiences, and with the whole goal of not only getting them on your email list, but of really of selling the book.
Yeah. Okay.
I noticed I haven't checked out your YouTube channel, but I see that you have that slider there. How's the YouTube channel game?
It's a slow growth.
I mean, let me rephrase that question. Do you do a lot of videos?
I do about one a week.
Okay.
And right now I'm debating on the YouTube channel thing, if I want to really like pursue that or not. I just started it not too long ago. And I do like have you seen the Top Shot Tasty style, just like quick 1-minute videos of a recipe?
Okay.
That's mostly what I do. And those just don't seem to get as many views as like a longer video does.
Yeah.
So debating on what to do with that, kind of new to the video world, so still trying to figure that out.
Got it. Okay. And do you do those? Do you do those videos on? Yes, I just pulled up your Facebook page and answering my question here. So you have the pumpkin pie overnight oats from last week on your page here. That's been viewed 3,300 times. So, so one thing you could be doing with this is you could be creating. I need to stop watching these because I'm hungry right now. You could be creating engagement audiences of people who are watching your videos.
Okay.
And you just do that within Ads Manager. It's under audiences, and then under custom or create audience, you can go to custom audience, and then under engagement. Don't worry, you're going to get a recording of this.
okay, good.
Under engagement, and you can build engagement audiences based on how long people are watching your videos. So say like 50%, 75%, 95% of your videos. So people who are watching your videos, you can then turn around and retarget those people with the offer. I would test both. I would test with the offer of the book and to get people on your email list.
So when you say test the offer on the book, what do you mean by that?
So I would have an ad that markets your book like direct to sale.
Okay, gotcha.
Yep. And in that case there, I would probably do one at a time, because so with Amazon it's a little bit tricky because you can't place the pixel, you know, and that sort of thing. You can put sort of an intermediary page in between if you wanted to try to collect email addresses in the middle there. But if you want to send them directly to you, because since you're selling the book on your website, you could, I'm just pulling up the page here on your site. Cool. So you have the, I have the book right here. And then do you, so the paperback, can you buy the, let me just click on the, okay. So that when you click on the paperback, it kicks you over to Amazon.
Right. It's just a link.
Gotcha. Okay. So yeah, you can do a couple of different things here. I mean, you could put, you could place the Pixel on the thank you page after they purchase the ebook. Okay.
Okay.
And that will track the success of those. Oh. And then there's different ways, and it's probably a little bit out of this. I mean, we can come back to it, but a little bit out of the scope of this within this, the time that we have to talk about, you know, tracking and pixels and stuff like that for Amazon. But what you're doing here is, and I realize the Pixel has been a confusion, unfortunately, or I should say fortunately, it is something important for what you're doing here to have a clear understanding of, okay, I want to create an audience of people who are coming to the book page. The one I'm looking at right here with the picture of the cover of the book, the description, I mean, really well laid out page, very simple, like, all right, it's like buy the ebook for $19.99 or buy the paperback, and you get two links there. And so I'd be pixeling this page so that you can build an audience of people with this on this who are visiting this page here. Okay. And then actually I'm going to click on buy ebook and see what happens. Yeah. So you go to a checkout page. So I would have the Pixel on this page as well and have an audience of people. So this is your checkout page. And then, and then at the bottom, you got the place order. So what you could do here, where I'm going with this is you are tracking basically people along your funnel, right? So not only, not only just the book page, but when they click on buy now, okay, great. They made it over to the order page. You can track those people because then you can retarget people who made it to your, to the sales page here and didn't buy. And similarly, you can create audiences of people who make it to the checkout page there, but don't actually complete that purchase.
So you can actually put the Pixel on the buy, on the order button.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Yep. So again, and it's now you're building these audiences of people based on the action they're taking within your funnel, and you're using retargeting to move them further along your funnel. So if they don't take that action, you're like, wait, I want them to purchase, obviously. And then you can use that retargeting to, you know, follow back up with them. Just because they don't purchase from you doesn't mean they're not interested. Especially, right, especially in a book like this, like if they make it to your checkout page, there's probably some sort of like they just got distracted, or, you know, the baby was crying, or somebody came to the door, or their phone rang, or whatever it is, they just got distracted, and they might need a little bit of pushing to get them back to purchasing.
So then you would take the data off of the Pixels and retarget those audiences. Mm-hmm. Is that basically where you're going with that?
Yeah. So what you can do is you can you'll place the Pixel on your website, which you already have, which we need to figure out why there's five, why it's showing, or not five, there's actually three, I should say.
Okay.
There's three Pixels on there. So that's one thing. I would ask your husband about that. Why do you have three Pixels on there? Because basically each Facebook ads account gets one Pixel.
Okay.
And so you'd be placing that one Pixel on your, on the site, and you put it in the website's theme to, within the header section of the theme. Your husband will know what all that means. It'll take him 2 seconds to do it. Once the Pixel's on there, then you start setting up the retargeting audiences. So Facebook calls them custom audiences.
Okay.
And those audiences really can be anything that you want. Like you can be a general audience of anybody visiting any page of your website. So if you're getting good traffic there, you know, that's an opportunity to retarget those people with whatever kind of offer that you want. So for example, okay, let's retarget them with the freebie to get them on the email list, but let's also test out retargeting them with the book.
Okay. And so then, so that would be like one campaign and then two different ad sets.
Yep. Exactly.
Okay.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Yep. And the ad sets really at that point, I mean, would be, as many as you want. right? So, okay. So I might consider putting website traffic and your email list, for example, into one ad set just to increase the audience size a bit.
Okay.
And then another ad set, I notice on your Facebook page, you've got almost 4,000 fans on here, which is awesome. You know, that would be another ad set where you target your Facebook fans.
Okay. So you would set up ad sets based on audience, basically.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And then keep in mind, so that if you're targeting, if the offer is going to be to get people on your email list, make sure that you're excluding your existing email list in those ad sets.
Okay.
Because you don't, because they're already on your email list. You don't need to show it to them again.
Right.
Right. And then, but I should say for the targeting for your book, I would be targeting your email list, but then you want to, you said you use ActiveCampaign, so I'm assuming you have a list of people who have bought, they've already bought the book.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. So you could export that list and now you want to exclude that audience for when you're offering the book.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So now you're just making it a little bit more efficient. So you're not, you know, you're not showing the people, you're not showing people an offer of what they already have.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. So we went a little bit deep there and pretty a little bit more advanced right off the bat as far as retargeting and stuff like that. Now, if you wanted to go cold audiences, meaning the more stereotypical type of targeting that most people think of when they think of Facebook ads, they're like, okay, I want to target, you know, women between 18 and 35 who like the Food Network or something like that. You can do that as well. Those audiences are going to be much larger, which would be good, especially this time of year.
Yeah.
like you're in the heat of it now with the holiday season upon us already. I can't believe I'm saying that.
Yeah, I know. I can't either.
but I'm sure that you've identified some audiences, and if you want to throw a couple out real quick, like some audiences of where your ideal 18 to 35 women who are interested in cooking and fitness and stuff like that are hanging out and what they're interested in.
Right. Yeah. So I've done a couple of ads like that where I did the website audience.
Okay.
And then I've done like other people that are similar to my blog that I think they also follow.
Okay.
But without the pixels tracking correctly, it was like no conversions, even though people were buying the book. So I knew something was off with that.
Got it. Yeah. With this type of niche that you're in, I mean, you have a really good opportunity, lots of different audiences that you can be targeting. Like, yes, you could do, like, I just keep mentioning Food Network because it's off the top of my head. You could be doing Food Network, but within that, are there personalities, like chefs and stuff like that who specialize in the type of cooking who your audience is going to be following? You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
And targeting those audiences.
Yeah. And so then how do you test, like, I've heard your podcast about audiences and how you start with like a warm audience and then you expand to a cold audience.
Yep.
How do you like track that? Do you put it all in a spreadsheet? Do you just keep up with it in the Facebook Ads Manager?
Really good question. You know, I tend, what I'll do is I'll have a Google Doc of all the audiences that I want to target. And basically like who I've already targeted. But then from there, I'm, you know, using Ads Manager to, you know, as far as the setup goes, as far as the campaign and so forth and how it's set up. And then, but from there, it really comes down to a couple of different things. Number one, everybody always wants to know, like, what's the best way to name my ad sets or name my ads? There's no right or wrong. It's whatever works for you, and that you can look at a list of within your campaign and say, oh, I know exactly what that is. And so you'd want to be descriptive in your ad set names, like, oh, in this one, we're targeting Food Network, and this one, we're targeting, you know, whatever in this ad set. But if you want to, which is, we do this as well, is super helpful, is on that Google Doc, we could, you know, we'll keep track of it as well. We'll say, you know, ad set, we'll just keep it super simple. Ad set number one, email list and you know, website traffic excluding email list. Ad set number two, blah, 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 whatever. And again, but it's whatever, it's however you know, organize in your mind and how you like to do things like that.
Right. Okay. Okay, awesome.
Cool. I'm looking at your Facebook page right now, like really bright. I love the images here.
Thank you.
I think you have a really big opportunity, especially with those video retargeting audiences that you can create.
Yeah.
So I would say the biggest takeaway, you know, for you here is to, number one, ask your husband about the pixel there, one pixel on the site, and then start setting up those audiences so that you can retarget them. And then I would be approaching it from two offers, one to get them on your email list. And the other one I would be testing directly to the purchase and to the, you know, to your buy page.
Okay. And yep. Then as far as like whenever you have people opting into your, like to your email list from a Facebook ad, is there a good way to measure like the conversions coming from there versus the conversions coming from your Facebook ad? Does that make sense?
So people coming from your Facebook page, like a post on your Facebook page?
So I know you can measure opt-ins from the Facebook ad to your email list.
Yep.
But how do you compare? So like, let's say people are buying the book from the email list versus people buying directly from the ad.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha. You can set up different tracking links. Like you can use, just as an example, like Google URL Builder. You can differentiate that way. But keep in mind also that even if you're using the same exact URL, any kind of purchases that are happening from your Facebook ads themselves, the stats will be reflective of what's happening as a result of the ads.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Cool.
Yep.
Awesome. Okay. Cool. That makes sense.
All right. I hope this was helpful for you. I do want to, I want to give the links out here again, because I think what you're doing is really, really cool and you're already seeing success. But I also think like once you dial in these few of these other things, like the sky's the limit here for you. And especially now that we're in the holiday season, I mean, we're recording this at middle of October. You're in it now. So, really, really good stuff. So it's jaroflemons.com and your Instagram was jar.of.lemons on Instagram. And what are you on Pinterest?
Just Jar of Lemons on Pinterest.
Jar of Lemons
as well,
on Pinterest.
And Facebook.
Okay. Yeah. And Facebook. Awesome. Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you bet. My pleasure. Super it was really helpful. Good to talk to you.
All right. I hope you got a lot out of this strategy call with Christine today. As I mentioned at the top of the show, if you're interested in taking your business to the next level in 2018 and really accelerating the growth of your business, I'd invite you to check out and learn more about my brand new Accelerator group coaching program and also book a 20-minute strategy call with me so that we can strategize on your business and see if you're a fit for the Accelerator program. This is a 12-month group coaching program for 2018. Really excited about it. Just go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. I'll also link that up in the show notes for today's episode, which is rickmulready.com/170. Thank you so much, my friends, for hanging out with me today. Really appreciate you taking the time to do that. I've got another awesome episode coming your way in episode number 171. So until then, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.